Last year, the king salmon run to the Nooshigak River came up short of the goal managers set for the number of fish reaching spawning grounds. And that's prompted fears there might not be any directed commercial openers for kings in the Nooshigak this year. Mike Mason of member station KDLG has this story from an advisory committee meeting in Dillingham.
While some commercial fishermen are afraid that last year's weak run of kings to the Nooshigak River might result in no directed openings this year, many representatives with the other user groups, including sport and subsistence fishermen, are concerned that allowing directed king openings could result in sport fishing and subsistence restrictions and closures like those put in place last year. The issue was discussed at length during a meeting Tuesday of the subcommittee of the Nooshigak Advisory Committee. Among the participants was Tim Baker. He's the area research biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He discussed a graph that he put together that compared the total run of king salmon to the Nooshigak River for every year dating back to 1980.
I just wanted to show people that the total run has been cycling through peaks and then going down low. In the 80s, we saw a peak, and then we saw another peak in the 90s and 2000s. And most likely, if you look at that graph, we see 2 to 3 years of kind of this lower run.
The 2010 Bristol Bay salmon season summary notes that Chinook salmon harvest in the Bristol Bay districts were below average in every district last year. The largest run of kings is to the Nooshigak River, and there were 3 directed commercial fishing periods targeting Nooshigak River kings last year. It's believed that only 1.1 thousand kings were harvested commercially during those openings. One of the participants in Tuesday's meeting was Dillingham-based commercial fisherman Kenny Wilson.
All the years that these lows are, you know, for the past, 1984, we've always had a fishery out here in the Nooshigak.
At issue during Tuesday's meeting was whether or not to hold the directed openings for kings. The area management biologist for the ADF&G Division of Commercial Fisheries is Tim Sands. He tried to clarify that even during down years, there will always be some commercial harvest of kings.
A lot of the years there's been harvest is because it's an incidental harvest in the commercial sockeye fishery.
Last year, after the third directed king salmon opening for commercial fishermen was held, the escapement of kings into the Nooshigak River started to fall. Eventually, the escapement of kings resulted in a total closure of the sport fishery and restrictions limiting subsistence fishing time. One of those who urged some limitations on the amount of fishing time for commercial fishermen to target Nooshigak kings was sport fishing guide Bob Saboni.
At least regulate them so that we are allowed to bring clients up so we can stay alive. Because, we're hurting. And without it, we're not going to be around. And we bring a lot of money to the area and the state.
Last year, the total king salmon escapement into the Nooshigak River was 36,625, which is the first time since counting began in 1980 that the minimum escapement goal of 40,000 fish was not achieved. After quite a bit of discussion, those that participated in the meeting seemed to be split about whether or not there should be directed king openings for commercial fishermen this year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.